Okie dokie. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the rationalizations we use. And actually, this is a continuation of the satsang on Excuse Me, What Is Your Excuse? And I want to talk about the rationalizations we use to rationalize our staying stuck, our staying in negativity, etc. Okay? And I just want to sort of point them out to you and maybe bring them into, help bring them into the light of day so you can see them for what they are. Okay? Which is nothing. Okay. And yet they seem very real, very solid, etc. Okay? And I was actually, well, inspired isn't the right word. I was depressed. Well, actually, I might as well use the opposite of inspired, expired, which means I was, like, shot dead by the student was explaining why she was holding on to negativity from an event she participated in, I don't know, 6 months ago or so. And I said, oh, why are you still angry about something that happened 6 months ago? And this person's response was, well, because this person said X, Y, and Z. Okay, so in other words, she was saying, well, I was so angry at what this person said that I hung on to the negativity I had about something else 6 months ago. And I thought, wow. Wow. That's like crazy talk, you know? But the thing that's so neat about it is, to that person, it seemed perfectly valid. Well, let me tell you why I'm holding on to negativity. I'm holding on to negativity because I had a negative reaction recently. You know, so that negativity I'm going to use to hold my other negativity in place. You know, it's like some kind of strange equation of two negatives equal a positive, okay? But two negatives just equal a negative, okay? But that's okay. You know, God loves us, Spirit loves us. We're loved unconditionally. You can hold on to your negativity as long as you want, okay? And that's called karma and living in karma, okay? The thing about living in karma is it doesn't feel too good, because it goes against who we are. You know, we chanted the U-tone in the beginning, U-H-U, which is the first manifestation of the Lord God. That's the frequency of that manifestation. And that's who we are. We're humans, okay? And we've forgotten who we are, okay? So God, in His kindness and in His mercy, gives us opportunities to come into that knowing of who we are. Okay, and those opportunities are called embodiments. And God will give us as many bodies as you need to come into that alignment of your will and God's will being one and the same, which is knowing yourself as soul, as spirit. Okay, God's patient. Okay. But the thing about God's patience is, we could use it against ourselves. Well, God's patient, I can take all the time I want. That is true. Okay, that's really true. You can take all the time you want. You know, take forever minus a nanosecond. Okay, you'll be the last soul going home. That's fine. Okay, except for one thing. It hurts like hell. Okay? When we live in karma, when we live in our negativity. Because we are separating ourselves from the spirit we are. Okay? We are separating ourselves from the spirit we are. Okay? And when we go against ourselves and the separation, then we're busy dying. Okay, in fact, it is death. because we're identified with our thoughts or our emotions and our creations. Okay? And the whole point of why God gives us body after body after body is so that we learn that we are responsible co-creators, that we are responsible for our creations, and that any creation away from God is karma or separation. Okay, because we have this thing in us. It was put in us after the death of, the quote, death of the Christ Jesus. Okay? And that is the Christed consciousness. It was put with each soul. So each soul is responsible for the alignment into the Christed consciousness. And what's the Christed consciousness but our will and God's will are one and the same. Okay? And of course, mankind being mankind, physicalized it and then made it into a power trip and made it into a religion and made it into a religious figure, etc. Doing exactly what the Christ Jesus said not to do. He said, don't worship me. Worship the one who sent me. So we're busy worshiping him. And not only that, but he's the perfect excuse. Okay, I don't have to do it. Jesus did it, okay? But Jesus didn't say, I did it instead of you. He said, I did it for you, with you. And he said, that which is in me is in you too. And he's talking about the Christed consciousness. He's talking about the resurrection, okay? And what we do is we say, no, forget the resurrection, Mamacita. I'm going to focus on the crucifixion. And crucifixion, of course, is the ego being identified in time and space. Time and space, like this. And you're crucified because you're identified with your thoughts and your feelings. Okay, and part of the education of the soul is to know what? To know that it's soul, that it's spirit. But in its embodiments, what it's done up until now, it's identified with things in the world of form. And so it's confused. Okay, so it's confused. And it's so confused that that person saying, well, you know, I felt negativity 6 weeks ago, and because I felt this negativity because of what someone said 6 weeks ago, I'm going to use, that's a great reason to hold on to the negativity from 6 months ago. Okay? That's how confused the soul can be. Okay. All right, so what are we using? Okay? I'd like to do a little process, and I want you to take a look at what are you using to hold yourself back in your life, spiritually, etc. Okay, there have been some who know exactly what they need to do spiritually, okay? And they will use anybody and anything to stop themselves. You know, I've heard anything from, hey, you know, once a year, twice a year, you know, I like to go out and do X, Y, and Z, which may violate dot, 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 dot. Well, do you really do it? No, I don't really do it, but I would like to do it. Okay. Or, hey, you know, my lover's going to be awfully angry if I meditate. Oh my God, you're doing that? And you're going to do it in public? And I wouldn't get involved with that at all if your lover's going to get angry at what you're doing, or your spouse, or whatever. Okay, or, you know, hey, I love to meet the boys and play cards that one night a week, you know, so I can't do X, Y, and Z, whatever you think it is we're supposed to do spiritually. So whatever we want to use, we'll use, okay? But I want you to just take a look at it in the cold light of day. I'll use that term, okay? So I'm just going to ask you a question. I'm going to call in the light of the Most High and ask you a question. Okay? All right. What is your rationalization for holding on to your hurt and your pain and your misery? Okay. What is your rationalization for holding on to your hurt and your pain and your misery? And lastly, what is your rationalization for holding on to your hurt and your pain and your misery? Okay, now I'm going to ask you another question. What is your rationalization for keeping yourself stuck in any area of your life? What is your rationalization for keeping yourself stuck in any area of your life? And what is your rationalization for keeping yourself stuck in any area of your life? And lastly, what is your rationalization for keeping yourself from progressing spiritually? What is your rationalization for stopping yourself from progressing spiritually? And what is your rationalization for stopping yourself from progressing spiritually? Okay, now when you can, bring your consciousness back, and you're welcome to share. If you're in phone land, just remember to unmute. Okay, but anyone here would like to share? Okay, Kendall?
With the first question of what was my rationalization for holding on to it?
What was the rationalization for holding on to your misery? Your misery.
It was that I wasn't sure what to do with all the open space that was left without them.
Okay.
But at the same point lately, I've been doing that a lot and finding.
Oh, just let's just stay with.
Okay, and then the last question of the rationalization of progressing spiritually, I got because I wouldn't belong, which is
okay.
Habit pattern.
All right. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. Go ahead.
For me, across the board, it was the same answer. It was details after that, but it was all prefaced by fear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay. Fear. Okay. Anybody else like to shed?
Don't be too happy. You'll get hurt.
Okay. So laugh and be happy as your Father in heaven is. Oh, no. I'm a Judeo-Christian. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anybody else like to share? No? Okay. Anyone from the phone land? from the film man.
I can share, Dr. Lane.
Go ahead, please do.
It was interesting because I had no thought. I just had like a bunch of emotions, which felt like there's not really any logical reason. It's just like blah, 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 blah. Like,
that's right. That's right. Go ahead. And what were the blah blahs?
No, it's like a sound.
I see. So you can't even articulate what the blah blahs were.
I know. It's very logical in the moment, but now when I was like, okay, what is it? It's like nothing. It's just like feelings. It's like I don't want to do it. Maybe those are the things. Or whatever. But it was just more feelings than anything verbal.
Okay. Good. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Told you what would happen when they see the light of day. Okay. All right. Who else would like to share? Well, let's have one more person from Phoneland.
I'll share.
Okay, we'll have two more people from Phoneland. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, the first one I had was just trying to hold on to the past.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fear.
Okay.
And the second question was fear of God's love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the last one was fear of losing my identity.
Okay.
But then I said, well, it's really fear of just being loved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yep.
All right, who else would like to share?
I would, Dr. Lane.
Okay, please do.
Okay, the answer to all of those questions for me came up as fear of embracing my power.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the day I lost my power, but I remember the day I regained my power. To quote a rapper known as Ed 75 Cents, okay.
Well, there is fear of truly embracing my power. I mean, truly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I equated with what happened to Jesus.
Okay.
Like, you know,
right, okay.
People won't like me, people won't accept me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They'll vilify me.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. All right. Anybody else? One more? Good, Claire.
Pardon?
No, good. Try to protect identities at all times.
So, the first question, what's the excuse for holding on?
Mm-hmm.
The first couple times you asked, nothing came up, but then it came up that it was like concern of repeating the same mistakes. So I don't want to forget to find myself in the same situations. Like, I think it's a past reference point.
Okay.
And the last two questions for you that you asked kind of had the same answer for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like past experiences and disappointments.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what came up.
Okay. All right. So I want to talk about all the responses, and I'll kind of go through them one by one. And before I do, of course, I must say that every single one of these responses, each one has been previously addressed many, many times. Okay. So the interesting thing to me about spirit is that spirit knows us, because that's what we are, and it does go ahead of us, and it does provide a way, it does provide answers, and if we're really a solid student, we work our lives according to the teachings, because it's right there, whatever we need, okay? And we would know how to, all about this, why it's there, etc., etc. But I do want to go through each one, and I will also suggest a few remedies, as it were. There's only one remedy, which of course is God. and I will give you some tools and techniques. I'm sure most of you already know some or most or all of them that can help you with this. Okay, so I may not be taking it in the order in which they were said, but I will cover all of them. Okay, all right. One was the fear of what's going to take its place. Okay, the open space. Okay, but you see, it's not really what's going to take its place. Okay, all right, because it really is just the opposite, okay? You have inserted your negativity in that place, okay? So if you let go of the negativity, it's going to be, well, it's already there, so it's just going to come forth, all right? And what's there but spirit, okay? That's what's there, okay? Or the positive polarity. That's what's there, okay? All right, and in reality, you know, there is no such thing as open space, okay? That all space is filled with swirling atoms, etc., etc., but also with souls. Okay, there's no such thing as space in reality. Okay, just like there's no, on the physical, we all agree that some people listening to this satsang may be in another country, they may be in Hawaii, they may be out in California, or they may be right here in New York, and there's distance and there's space, and that's how it looks. Okay, but in reality, there's the oneness of spirit, and we all sit there, okay, not as a nice churchianity thing, but as a reality, okay, that's where we truly live. So there's really no, on any level, there's really no such thing as space, but as part of the physical arrangement, we do kind of play that game and pretend that there's space, just like we pretend that there's time. Okay, so you don't have to worry about what's going to take its place. You know what's going to take its place. Spirit. And it's not going to take its place. It was there all the time. Okay, but you superimpose the negativity on it. Okay. A feeling that you won't belong. Okay, now that's a what's called a basic self-response. Basics love to belong, to be just like everybody else. Okay. I'm an idiot, you're an idiot, everybody's an idiot. Oh, we're in this together. Okay? I believe in this, you believe in the same thing you believe. Oh, therefore it's right. Okay? We all know this, okay? People who own successful restaurants, they instinctively know this. They put tables together. Okay? They make the acoustics, you know, very loud, etc. So when you're there, you really feel like you're part of this thing, you're part of this scene, you belong, okay? But the truth is that if you're an initiate of the light of the Most High, you're on an upward spiral going home. Most souls are on a reincarnational pattern, okay? They're on a downward spiral, okay? But think about this, okay? To whom do you belong? The trip on this world is with God. You belong to God, no one and nothing else. You know, you don't belong to your country, you don't belong to, my God, could there be Republicans here? Oh my God. You know, that's how some people think. Oh, I can't believe, you know, this person's a Republican. Well, doesn't Republican, Democrat, libertarian, doesn't much matter, okay? So it doesn't matter what we profess, okay? We're not that, okay? We belong to God. We don't belong to a nationality. We don't belong to a race. We don't belong to anything, okay? but we belong to God. That's our inheritance. Okay, so if you're worried about, you know, you won't belong, you won't be accepted, you won't be dot, 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 well, maybe you're looking in the wrong places. Okay, that you can't be too happy. Well, yeah, there's something, you know, in this world, etc., that doesn't allow you to be happy. And there's certain cultures that overtly, you know, if you say something good, you have to make the sign of the devil, because this way nothing bad can happen, or if anything good happens, you have to disappear. You know, you have to cover, in certain cultures, you'll have to cover yourself for a while so nothing negative can find you or anything else like that. I've been at celebrations where in the culture the woman will wail, and then they'll throw hard candies. You get hit by one of those candies, it'll hurt you for quite a while, I guarantee you. Okay, just to chase, you know, negativity away from anything nice and good and joyful that's happening. Okay, but that, of course, is duality. Okay, so if you're involved in karma and in the negative field, you're involved in duality. If you're involved and live in spirit with God as one, well, with one, obviously, there's no duality. So there's your solution for that. Okay, and then, of course, that there's loss of your ID. Well, yeah, of course. You know, we had Easter recently, and isn't that what that's about? It's the loss of your ID, your worldly identity, your identity in time and space. You're going to get crucified. If you're really doing a spiritual progression, you come to know yourself as soul. Okay, and your false ID goes, and you discover your true ID. Okay, so that it's important to know that what you're holding on to is false, and that you, as a conscious being, are allowing yourself to be fooled by your false self. Okay, so you want to be really careful. Okay. What ID are you losing? Your false one or your true one? And what are you finding? A false ID or a true ID? Okay, and there is a tremendous fear of God's love. Okay, because that means then we're okay. And we got nothing to prove. And that's it for the ego. Just think, if we allow ourselves to be loved unconditionally, think about how different each of our lives would be. To know that we're okay, we have nothing to prove, we don't have to do anything to earn God's love or anything. We're just loved. Whoa. Okay, try hanging out with that one for a while. Okay. And then a lot of times there is this emotional kind of, at a real infantile baby-like level, you know, oh, I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to do anything, I don't want to do the work, I don't want anything, you know. You just want to lay up in a ball on a lot of levels and do nothing. Okay, but God's given us free will. And we have to exercise that. Okay? And then, of course, we're afraid of our own power. Okay? When what power is that? Jesus the Christ said, that which is in me is in you too, only more so. And then we're also told that we have dominion over all things. Okay? And, of course, mankind takes it as an ego thing, and we can control, have domination over other people, other cultures, other lands, etc., rather than we're at the apex of spirit and in spirit, and we have control of all of spirit. Okay, in reality. Okay, now take a look at this, okay? A soul is subject to karma and reincarnation, okay? For as many embodiments as is needed, until it knows itself as soul and as spirit, and through spiritual progression, known as, I'll use the English version, the sound current, or the Holy Spirit, it's called different things in different cultures, different languages, but it's the sound current, or it's the word made manifest, okay? Through that, when the soul knows itself as soul and as spirit and completes its karmic journeys here, it's no longer subject to the pull of its attachments. Okay, it's entered into what's called eternal life. Okay? So, who's got that power? You do. What's the power? Well, we know from the teachings that I bring forth that the power is in surrender. Surrender. Okay? And what are you surrendering to? The spirit you are, the soul, the inner master, whatever you want to call it. You're certainly not surrendering to anything out there. You're certainly not surrendering to Dr. Lane. Most of you won't even, if you're asked to take out the garbage, you won't even do that. So how are you surrendering to Dr. Lane? You're not. But you're surrendering to the spirit that's in me, that's in you. Okay, and the power is in surrender. Okay, and you can rest assured that the quote, I'll use the word fate, the quote fate that befell Jesus the Christ is not destined for you. Okay? For a very simple reason. That it's already been handled. Okay? And the second thing is, it wasn't fate. Fate means you're just going through your karma and you don't know from nothing, as they say. Okay? It's a very conscious decision out of love and grace to take this on. It was part of his destiny that he agreed to. You know? And of course, man in its stupidity, it can't even translate things properly. So it translates Jesus on the cross as saying, you know, oh God, why did you desert me? You know? When in fact he was saying just the opposite. Okay? He was saying, well, God, I know you've always been with me, so I know you ain't going to desert me now. He was saying just the opposite. Okay? Now, this is crucial, okay? Because what it means spiritually is that, guess what? When we start to have our identification in time and space, or when we're in the physical body and we are under the illusion of separation, we need to know the real truth. God's still with us. God lives in us as us. Okay? So that all these things that have been said, they're kind of ingenious devices or rationalizations to be really crazy under the guise of being sane, of having real good reasons, okay? And what's crazy is something that hasn't, that's never worked, you expect it to work, okay? Because all this stuff that is part of the separation from the spirit you are, that hasn't worked. That has never worked. It's led to further suffering on your part. more creation of karma, more embodiments, separating from the spirit you are, from the joy of that and the participation with God, in God, as God, while you're in the body. That's the great miracle. We can be with God while we're in the body. Okay? And not only can we be, okay, but through initiation, guess what? You've chosen to be. Okay? So if you've chosen to be, then what are you doing the opposite? And what are you doing with things that have never worked before, expecting them to work? They don't go towards your solution. They don't go towards why you're here in a body, why God's given you a body. They don't go towards anything other than, guess what? Further separation, more misery, etc. Okay, but I teach the way of grace. I don't teach karma. Okay, so you're entitled to create all the karma you want. Okay, my focus is on God's grace. And I lovingly suggest that you work things differently. Okay? But, you see, God gave us two poles. We're in the body, we're part of duality. So he's given us two poles, negative and positive. Okay? Not as the world will think, good or bad or evil or good or any of that stuff. Okay? But the negativity, like a battery, okay? And we charge it with our focus into it. We charge it, okay? And if God's given it to us, if he's put it in the system, why is it there? Okay? It's there for a really good reason, so that we could springboard into the spirit we are. Okay? So if this negativity comes up for you, call in the light of the Most High, say, Lord God, send me your light, take this from me, and then tell yourself, hey, it's okay to let it go, or let's let it go now. Or if you're blessed to be initiate of the Most High, chant the sacred names of God. Read a tool. Okay? Let go. Refocus. Okay? Refocus. Change your inner focus. I'll tell you how to stop the inner riot. Okay? Because that's what you got going, you know? See, it's real interesting to me. We get appalled when we see the rioting in cities, etc., and rightly so, okay? But many times we don't get appalled at the rioting going on within us. Okay? It's got very serious consequences. Okay? That insistence on negativity, etc., etc. Using negativity to keep negativity around. You know? I had an experience recently of asking someone to go get something in the closet. Person couldn't find it. Okay. So I opened up the closet. Well, there it was, right in front. Okay? So I thought, okay. The person would just say, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I was looking for X, Y, and Z, and this was very different packaging or shape, and I overlooked it. I'm sorry. But instead, this person concocted this. I can't even repeat it. This incredible crazy talk, coming up with a perfect reason why this person could not find anything right in front of her. Okay? And I thought, whoa. You're working so hard to prove that you're perfect. Okay? But don't you know that perfection, it's not here, it's not on this level. You're perfect spiritually, and you're here to come into that perfection, okay? But you're not here to be perfect physically or emotionally or mentally or anything else like that. You know? Take it from me, I know, because I used the argument that I'm not perfect to attempt to slough off the mantle that God has given me. to hold the consciousness that I hold. Okay? God being God wouldn't let me get away with it, but I tried. Okay? You know, I tried. Okay? So we're not here to be perfect on levels other than the spirit we are. We're not here for that. Okay, but we are here to use the negativity that comes up. It's a gift. It's an opportunity. Okay, use the gift to springboard into the spirit that you are, to let it go, to surrender it. Okay, because the whole point of the spiritual progression is just that. It's surrender. Okay? It's surrender. Okay? All your thoughts, all your reservations, all your feelings, guess what? Those are just attachments. And they keep you away from the only reality there is, which is spirit. Okay? But God gives us time. You see? And, you know, the crucifixion comes with the identification of your ego in time and space. But guess what? You can be in time and space and be identified properly as the spirit you are. And from that place, work your life, and you have the tools. I've mentioned just three or four ways to let go of all this stuff. Okay? And remember, the journey of a soul is from fear of God to love of God. Okay? Right? And you also have a conscious self. And you need to regulate where you're focusing and what are you permitting. What are you permitting? Okay? Because I know, for one, that whenever I hear a spin being put on something that was done, either by a political candidate or something that happened in government or what somebody in the news has done or even a sports team, I hear a spin, I go, oh, come on, cut it out. You're not fooling anyone, okay? And we need to do the same thing. When we're putting a spin on our stuff, when we're coming up with rationalizations, we need to let it go. There's no rationalization other than you came to the satsang tonight because I'm so handsome. That's the only one that's permitted, okay? And I noticed that probably the people in Phoneland will be saying that, okay? But that's the only one. If you want a rationalization, take that, okay? All the others, you don't need. Okay? Because the mind will seize it, you see? The mind will seize it, okay? And it'll hold it. And then, of course, the false self can't tell if it's true or if it's not. Okay? And then, with the thought, you'll have a concurrent and a matching emotion. And you'll really start to build this up, and you really start to have a seeming reality with it. Okay? And then you'll get caught. Okay? Okay, so need to watch the creations. We also need to watch what we have created and what we continue to feed. Okay? You need to watch what you're feeding and what you're buying into. Okay? And just because it comes up a lot doesn't mean it's normal. Okay? It's usually crazy. Crazy in the sense of it's never gotten you to the solution before. And you're expecting it to do it this time. Okay? And of course the solution is the solutio, is God or the spirit within or the Christ of consciousness. Okay, I'll stop with that.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. If anyone has a question, I'll take a question first in phone land. Okay, well, maybe an easy night. Okay, any questions here? Well, okay, I'll count to three. Three. Okay, well, nice to have an easy night.
And if anyone...